Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how cold I am right now. What is going on? Sunglasses and sunshine yesterday, numb fingers, and a brisk, fresh morning dog walk today. I just downloaded a couple of apps while I was lying in bed contemplating going out into this cold. One of them being the South by Southwest app, and I must be honest, I looked at it for maybe 2 minutes before I thought my head hurts. This is so feature rich. All kinds of content filters and location based stuff and party finders and this, that and the other. I thought, right, I'm going to have to come back and look at this when I've had a coffee. So an awful lot of information in one app. Push notifications, this, that and the other. Then I downloaded the King of Shaves app. I saw Will King of Shaves plugging the app last night, and disclaimer here, Will King very kindly dipped into Twitter when I said can someone please sponsor me pay for me effectively to go to South by Southwest. He has done so. Nevertheless, this will be an unbiased and very frank review of his new application. I haven't seen it on the iPad. I downloaded it for the iPhone. Now, it does offer value, providing you, potentially one of the lucky 5,000, I think, that get a free razor. So if you do download it, get in there quick and you straight away get a free razor. The skeptic in me says, though, I probably wouldn't, because the forms that he's used, and it's a very, very simple app. You can connect to the Facebook stuff, you can check out his Twitter feed, you can see the soft porn that he's put on YouTube, and regarding the wonderful video of Diane, I would be tempted to make a reverse one as well. You know, you've got women shaving, you got a woman shaving a man, let's go for a man shaving a woman. Just to balance it out, perhaps. I don't know, actually, that probably sounds even more wrong. Because there got to be some people out there that go, Gordon Bennett, if they didn't know Diane and how cool she is and willing to do this kind of stuff, they might go, whoa, that's a bit risque. But maybe it's not the general market that Will's aiming for. So the app effectively, for me, delivers a lot of bookmarks. Now, if you click on the Twitter feed, you see, I'm sorry, Will, a lot of advertisement from your Twitter feed. I don't think you've ever tweeted without some kind of hashtag. And I would like to see more small talk. I want to see you go, just had a crap and a shave. I think you might feel like you'll isolate some people, but no, it will make you way, way more human than I am a selling machine, and this is all I talk about. I must admit, I dipped in a couple of minutes afterwards, and I saw a number of replies, because you are very, very good at engaging, and you do have a conversation, but it's always around your product. You've got so many other interests going on in your life. King of Shaves surely is more than just a selling machine. So Harshity's out the way. I probably won't click on that link again. I like seeing your tweets mixed up with everybody else's, so that it kind of dilutes the join our kingdom, check this out, buy this, because I get to see the conversations that you have with the people I follow, and you know, some of the jokes that might pass. And then you've got a Facebook link, and it's a lot of links. Where's the razor finder, the location-based page where it knows exactly where you're standing, and it'll show you where somebody could buy one of your products should they want to? I think some kind of interaction. Where's the simple game, you know, where you've got some kind of pubes, Space Invader pubes dropping down from above and the razor lasing them in some fine form, and your barriers, your Space Invader barriers, could in fact be beards. I'm just free forming here. I did make a joke yesterday about, wouldn't it be great if you could take people's photographs like your baby and put a beard on them. You say that's ultimately useless. I don't think it is useless. I think that would be quite a fun talking point, although I can understand because there's so many apps out there now, it's not very original and why you've completely avoided that. How many people will download the King of Shaves app? People that actually want cheaper razors, which is what you're championing at the moment, because I noticed that you can deliver even cheaper razors, and I know you're trying to do, I haven't, you know, gone out and checked all the prices myself, but you say you're cheaper than any of the other brands, considering what you're offering, and people can order even cheaper through the app. So there's value there, and of course there's the 5,000 free razors for the people that first download. But what happens to that link when they've all gone? Is that now a dead link and people download the app and be all disappointed? Incidentally, it says that this app is more for the UK than anything else, so I'm not sure how the rest of the world will find that and how they will review that. There needs to be some value offered to people around the world, because your brand is worldwide now, so that would be interesting to see. It's really slick, and you know, everything works, it looks pretty. I would just like more interaction. There was another point I wanted to make. More interaction? Well, more fun stuff, maybe. I like the idea of location-based, even though I shave once every few months. I would love to be able to click on a thing and go, oh, wow, there are this amount of dealers around where I am that actually do King of Shave stuff. Okay, that's just a basic thing. I'm sure you can do something way more interesting, and there'll be people listening to this that, you know, if they're cool, they'll drop in the comments, go, hey, what about this, that and the other, and you could do this and you could do that. So yeah, I think it's very commendable that you've got an app out there that enables people to connect to your social media. It's just trying to drag the dog out of some mud. Social media channels, I would like to see more small talk in those channels. I would like to know what's going to happen when the free razors have gone. Will you just come out with a new app with new free stuff? Maybe you'll start giving away some free shaving gel, which, if I'm totally honest, is one of the best, shaving oil, sorry, one of the best products I've come across in the shaving market. And like I've said before, I carried it with me for years when I was traveling. Space saving. Works really, really well, and all the rest of it. So yeah, that's my app review. Get some balanced porn on there if it's 18 and above. I mean, it's probably one of the riskiest things I've seen on the Apple Store, if you think about it, the link to the YouTube video. There used to be a time when they wouldn't allow any kind of buttock shots or flesh. As you have. So this is sounding like an advertisement now, isn't it? I've just said your app has buttocks and flesh. Right, I'll let people make their own mind up. It is free. I've just been waffling long enough to remember what my final point is. In your forms, you've got little red stars next to what it says is necessary information. That's data mining. Anybody that's been on the internet for more than a few weeks can see that when you are offering to post discounted razors to a house and you are demanding for an email address and a phone number, I never fill those in, or I put false phone number and false email address. Not everybody's going to be that smart. I think you should be a bit more transparent, make it very obvious that please don't send me any extra crap. There's no tick box for that. So I avoid those kind of forms like the plague, because you don't need my phone number if I'm asking you to post me something. You might go, oh, I want to make sure it got there. Don't phone me and make sure it got there. Either it got there or it didn't. I'll find a way of telling you if it didn't. So yeah, don't put stars on everything. You'll be amazed at how many people blindly fill in their email addresses and phone numbers beforehand without you saying you have to have this or the form won't work. That's my frank and very honest opinion on what is a very slick-looking app that will give you a free razor if you're quick enough, and discounts for the rest of the time you're using it. And, of course, it has soft porn tucked away in there. So, I'm getting to a road where I need to concentrate and play Frogger. Speak to you later.